this morning my wife and I were working, well, my wife more than I was working on my son's brachos project because apparently we were a little bit behind the whole semester. They've been supposed to cut out pictures of foods for brachos. And I recalled that someone asked me that we have some shiurim on brachos. And I don't think this is, like you asked me, I don't think this is what you had in mind necessarily, but as a general hakdama to brachos, and maybe we'll do some more inyanei brachos that are more nogei l'maisa. I mean, this is also nogei l'maisa, but as a general hakdama to brachos, you'll find any sefer on brachos, and there are lots of them out there in English and Hebrew, they always start with this halacha. It's a Gemara Maseches Menachos, Daf Mem Gimel and Beis, where the Gemara tells us that a person is supposed to make 100 brachos each and every day. And the reason they start with that halacha is that it tells you a lot. That a halacha that a person has to make 100 brachos every day tells you something about the centrality of brachos in our lives, that it's something that we're supposed to be doing over and over and over again, constantly throughout the course of each and every day. And obviously it brings to the center of our consciousness the realization that everything that we have is from the Ribbono Shel Olam, everything that we do is for the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that's and saying those words, and we assume when we say the words we think about what they mean also 100 times a day, there's no greater reminder than that. So I want to just go through some of the inyanim relating to the idea of Mea Brachos. The primary source, and really the only source in Shas, is the Gemara Maseches Menachos, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, source number one, Tanya. Hi, Rabbi Meir, Omer, Rabbi Meir said, Chayev Adam Levarich Mea Brachos B'chol Yom, a person has to say 100 brachos every day. Shenemar, Va'atay Yisrael Ma'a Shem Elchecha Shoel Meimach, as the Pasuk says, and now, Yisrael, what does Hashem ask from you? So, from that pasuk, we see that you have to make 100 brachos. Problem is,
Ma doesn't mean 100.
Right, Ma doesn't mean 100. So, Rashi says, Ma Hashem Elokecha, Karibe Meya. Instead of reading it Ma, read it Meya. And then it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Meya Hashem Elokecha Shol Neimach. Hashem wants from you 100 brachos. And that's the drasha from the pasuk. Now, one of the issues we're going to deal with is whether this din is a din d'oraisa, a din d'rabbanan, a minhag. Now, generally speaking, when there's a pasuk, usually it means it's a din d'oraisa. But when the drasha is not one of the yudgam l'midosh ha'atorin drashas ben, and it seems to be a far-fetched drasha, and it sounds a lot more like an asmachta than it does like a real drasha, so that would lead us more in the direction of a d'rabbanan. So what would you say? This drasha more like an asmachta drasha, more like a real drasha? Seems to be much more like an asmachta drasha. It doesn't seem like this is at all the pshat in the pasuk, nor is it a gzereshava, a hekesh, anything like that. It's just throwing in a word that doesn't actually appear in the pasuk into the pasuk, right? Or a letter that doesn't appear in a word in the pasuk into that word, changing the whole meaning of the word, and understanding that when it's once we do that, there's still another leap we have to make. Mea Hashem Elokecha Shel Olam, mea what? You want $100 to tzedakah every day? What do you want? What does Hashem want? So we have to then add in, yeah, and that means brachos also. So the drasha is a very difficult drasha to begin with. Tor Tmima tries to understand it in a different way. Not exactly that it's just the word mea, that ma means mea, and therefore Hashem wants 100 brachos from us. Says Tor Tmima, no. There's a much deeper drasha that's going on over here. Tor Tmima, on that pasuk of ma Hashem elokecha shol meimach, source number 3 on our sheets, he says, v'rabu bazeh divrei mefarshim. The mefarshim go wild on this, trying to figure out exactly what's going on. Ma niralol rameir likra hamila ma mea. Why would Rav Meir take a perfectly understandable word that appears in the pasuk ma and turn it into mea? If there's a problem with the word, I understand. You'll turn it into mea. Why would you take the word ma and turn it into mea? So says the Torah to him, it's not really what he's doing. V'li nira de hakavana mishum de bepasuk zeh geish mea osios chaser achas. He said, if you count the letters in that pasuk, I didn't do it. But I assume he's telling the truth. If you count the letters in that entire pasuk, you will find that there are 99 letters in the pasuk. Umefarish kari bei mea, and when Rashi says read it as mea, what he means to say is klomar kari mea osios. If it has 99 letters, that's the same thing halachically when it comes to darshaning as if it had 100 letters. That would be the same thing as 100 letters. Kumoshkas of Kala Nefesh Abal Yaakov Shivim And he says, I'll prove to you that very often we have something that's one number below, and we refer to it as a larger number, right? So the Torah says 70 nefashos came down with Yaakov to Mitzrayim, but you count them, assuming you don't read Rashi and Chumash, who answers the Stira, but you count the people that came down with Yaakov to Mitzrayim, and in fact, 69, it's not 70. V'chein tisbru chamishim yom, count 50 days of Sfira. 50 days? No. Af pishein amelam emtes. We count 49 days of Sfira. V'hainu mishum, says the Torah to me, v'shakein derech haksuvim, the normal way of psukim is, kishamagia haminin l'skuma sirios pachos achas, whenever we get to the tens, minus one, mona oso b'cheshman asirios, we count it as a round number. Ve'ino makbid al chisor ne'echad, we're not makbid on being one off from in the tens column. G'mosh kas v'rashtof p'sachim sim mem, and certainly in terms of an asmachta and a remes from a pasuk, certainly that's fair game to take something that ends in a 9 and put it in the tens column. The kan rotzer amir lahasmich v'litein similar davar haskaras mea brachos b'chol yom. Now notice what the Torah Tumim is clearly assuming is that this isn't a din d'oraisa. No one's going to say it's a din d'oraisa. The Torah Tumim assumes. We'll see that. There are those that suggest or seem to suggest it might be a din d'oraisa. But he says, obviously it's only an asmachta to begin with. So as an asmachta, a mayor is trying to find the perfect pasuk to make as an asmachta, as a good reminder, as a good mnemonic for this idea of 100 brachos. Shabik or Tamad Avri Yishtam Avirim Shonim. He says, you want to know what the real reason for 100 brachos? It's not because there's a pasuk. No, there was a reason that they came up with, and there are many reasons that are given that we'll soon see, as to why we make 100 brachos. Once Chazal did that, they then wanted to connect it to a pasuk. So why was this pasuk good? Mas mechamis para osios, sheba pasuk zeh. He took a pasuk that had 99 letters, said, perfect, that will be our pasuk. V'kach derech Chazal, lasi simana b'tziyunim, l'kol davar kanoda, k'mosh kosu b'shabes kufdal l'rum ralf, asu simana b'tora, u'be'eri v'n chaf alfan b'ez, agm rebi simana b'shabnu dal l'rum b'ez, asu ziyunim l'tora. You find throughout Chazal, that Chazal always encourage us to make mnemonics. The best way to remember things in general is to have a mnemonic in your mind. So the same works for learning. That's why you have all over, we normally skip it. When we read Gemaras, you know, it says simin, and we'll give 5 or 6 or 3 or 4 words as a simin to the upcoming Gemara. And we don't even pay attention to the siman most of the time. But why didn't Chazal waste their time on it? They weren't wasting their time. It was Tarsh Bal Peh. They wanted to know it by heart. The best way to know it fluently by heart is remembering the simanim, is making different simanim. So that's all Rabbi Meir was trying to do. He says, I've discussed this in a lot of other places in the Sefer Torah Tmima. He says, you look in Shulchan Aruch, you'll see more about the idea of 100 brachos. But the main drush is not that ma is really mea. What he's saying is ma, the pasuk ma Hashem Elokecha Shol Meimach has 100 letters, and as a cute way of saying it, he says, like adding the aleph to the in between the mem and the hay, and there you'll, that 100th letter will turn that word into 100, and you know that would be the best way to remember that God wants us to make 100 brachos each and every day. Okay, is that the pasuk pshat in the drasha? Probably not. But whatever the drasha is, there is no real pasuk pshat in the drasha because there's no. It doesn't seem like a real drasha. It seems much more like the Torah Tumim saying that it's an asmachta. It's just a question what exactly the asmachta is. Now, Tosfos in Menachos right there gives 4 different explanations of where we get the idea of 100 brachos from that pasuk. Tosfos says, first, Pirush Rabbeinu Tam, Davei Malei, V'yesh Mea Osios B'pasuk. He says, Shoel Meimach is Malei with a Vav, and therefore, it's 100 letters in the pasuk. V'yesh Mefarshim, Dema Ola Ba'at Bash Mea. Says, the word Ma, when you do the gematria of Ad Bash, right, the reverse gematria of Ad Bash turns out to 100. So that's two explanations where we get it from the pasuk. So it's not that Ma is to be read Mea, but that the gematria of Ma on some level is Mea. Now, gematrias, when you have a gematria, is that a din d'oraisa? When you learn something from a gematria, typically not. There is one gematria that's actually a din d'oraisa, and it sounds like it's really a straight, direct limud mid'oraisa. And that is in Maseches Nazir. The Gemara, the Mishnah has a din, Stam Nazir Shloshim Yom. If a person just says, I'm going to be a Nazir, and he doesn't specify how long he's going to be a Nazir, so there's a minimum of 30 days, even if you do specify, but if he doesn't specify how long he's going to be a Nazir, the assumption is, Stam Nazirus Shloshim Yom. Where do we get that? That idea of Stam Nazirus Shloshim Yom? So the Gemara says it's from a Gematria. Pasuk says Nazir Yihiyeh. Yihiyeh is Begematria 30. So that's how we know that Nazirus is Shloshim Yom. So the Achronim have a difficult time trying to figure out since when did Gematria become one of the Midos Shatar and Dresh Ben, that you can make Dinim Daraisa based on a Gematria. Typically, we do not make Dinim Daraisa based on a Gematria. Gematrias are paparos Torah, they're ways of remembering things. The Stipler was very famous for a lot of things, but one of the things he did that's, certainly not his greatest intellectual achievement, but in the back of his little Sefer on Chumash, in Birchas Peretz, he has the most wild gematrias you'll ever see. Just, his mind was always racing, and he saw psukim, and he just saw numbers, in the psukim, and he immediately, he'd have gematrias of entire lines of Rashi on Chumash. Well, the gematria of that whole line on Rashi is the same, it's just wild gematrias. Balaturim, obviously, yeah, also. But, I'm saying in modern times, the Stipler was the one that had the wildest gematrias. My uncle just told me that when my cousin was bar mitzvah, so my uncle's cousin was the Stipler's son-in-law. So anyway, he went to go visit the Stipler at one of my cousin's bar mitzvahs when he was right before bar mitzvah, and the Stipler saw it was an American kid. So he said, the son-in-law told the Stipler, this boy is going to be bar mitzvah. So the Stipler said, oh, bar mitzvah, I should give him a matana. And he looks around the room, and Kilus Yaakov's, his Sefer on Shas, all over, 50 copies at least of each volume of Kilus Yaakov, hundreds of copies of Kilus Yaakov all over the place. But he looks at this American kid, and he has his Lumdish Sefer on Shas, and he's like, yeah, what am I going to give him? So it'll be a waste of Kilus Yaakov. So he said, I got it. And he went to some other room where he pulled out a Birchas Peretz, which is his little Sefer Chumash with cute gematrias, and he made an inscription. He says, okay, this is Matana for a nice American boy. But so that's the Sefer. He has all these gematrias. Tosfos suggests that maybe the drush of Meah of 100 is actually a gematria, but not a normal gematria, an Atbash gematria. Ubekuntras Pirish, Al Tikre Ma El Meah, Kolomar Shechayev Kuf Brachos, right? That we saw. That was Rashi. V'yesh Mefarshim Kedei Lahashlim Meah Ba'usiyoseha, V'chikarisa Meya Hare Kulan. That in order to get the 100th letter, you need to add in the Aleph to make it Meya to get the 100th letter. So at the same time, you're turning the word Ma into the word Meya plus the 100 letters in the pasuk in the pasuk altogether, and the two of those come together, and that's how the drasha becomes a strong drasha. It's like two weak drashas make one stronger drasha. That the Ma becomes Meya plus the number of letters in the pasuk becomes 100. And Sfasemis explains that the last one isn't really an independent answer; it's just a combination of some of the previous answers. But whatever it is, the Gemara has some sort of drasha, probably an asmachta, but the halacha seems to be real, that a person is supposed to make 100 brachos each and every day. Now, where did this idea start? So there is a medrash in Bamidbar Rabbah, and there are different versions of this medrash as well, but basically the way the medrash goes is that there was a terrible magefa in Klal Yisrael, and David HaMelech was mesakein 100 brachos. And it's a takana, because of that takana, the magefa stopped. That takana of 100 brachos put an end to that magefa. So the assumption is that, is this a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? So certainly if you put the Gemara together with the Medrash, it would seem to be that although the Gemara quotes a pasuk, it's only an asmachta. Where does the halacha really start? Starts with Davra Melech. Davra Melech is a din d'rabbanan. It's an early d'rabbanan. Right, it's pre-Chazal, it's already in times of David HaMelech, but it's a din d'rabbanan. Now, that's what many of the Rishonim and Achronim point out. Now, the Achronim also discuss a lot about how 100 brachos has a tremendous impact. And part of what that's based on is that same medrash. And here you have this medrash that talks about how there's a magefa, lives were being lost, and 100 brachos saved lives. So it tells you something about the importance of the saying 100 brachos, that was enough to save lives. In fact, the Zohar Chadash writes Tzadik Hashem b'chol derachav. He says tzadik represents when Hashem's midos in being merachim al briyosav, in being merachim on humankind. He says tzadik is the tishim amenim, the 90 amens in tefillah. Dalid of tzadik is arba kedushos b'chol yom. Kuf is mea brachos. Tzedakah is what he's doing in the Rosh Tevos. Kuf is mea brachos, and hey is chamisha chumshei Torah. So he says tzedakah teromim gai. He says that ve'ach shevel lo tzedakah. All the times you have the word tzedakah, telling us how tzedakah is so helpful, and tzedakah ta'atzim limavas, and tzedakah does this, tzedakah does that. It doesn't only mean tzedakah in the literal sense. It also means the Rashi Tevis of what tzedakah stands for, and the kuf is the Mea Brachos. So the Mea Brachos is considered to be something, al pi Kabbalah at least, and certainly al pi Niglu also, based on the Medrash, that is a very valuable part of Judaism. Yeah?
When we talk about Mea Brachos, what type of bracha are we talking about? Berachas Hanan and any bracha?
Any bracha.
Anything that starts off Baruch HaTa Hashem?
That's what it seems. And it maybe even...
Kedusha, you mentioned?
Well, that's Arba Kedushas, it's not the Brachos, but we'll see, maybe even more than just things that start with Baruch HaTa Hashem. We're going to have to figure out how we cheshvin 100 Brachos.
Somebody davens 3 times a day, basically, they come.
We'll see. One would think, although, what about Shabbos? Right, there aren't as many Brachos in Shmoneh Esrei. Okay, so we'll get to all that.
What's the 90 amazing?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm not sure what he's referring to. If you look in Birkei Yosef, the Chida in Birkei Yosef, which is a sefer on Shulchan Aruch, in source number 10, he says, "Kasav ba'orchos chayim kol ha'omran muftach shehu ben ha'olam haba." That if you say these 100 brachos, it's a guarantee to be a ben olam haba. So again, very strong lashonos that you find. And Tzitz Eliezer emphasizes. He says, look at the. When the Gemara is going to make an asmachta from a pasuk, so if it's only an asmachta, it really could have chosen any pasuk, right? I mean, it doesn't really say anything about 100 brachos in this pasuk, but why did it choose this pasuk? Right? What's the pasuk really saying? It says the Gemara wants to associate, when it makes an asmachta, it's trying to associate this pasuk with this halacha in our minds. So when you see the pasuk, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shaol Meimach, key in. What does God want from you already? Only this. Meaning what that's telling you is HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, since Eliezer points out, is that we're supposed to associate the chiv of saying 100 brachos with God saying, look at everything I'm giving you throughout the day. All I ask is that throughout the day, you keep on remembering me. Right? That's a minimum. It's not so much to ask for. 100 brachos, it sounds like a lot. The number 100 sounds like a big number. But it's not so much to ask for, considering what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. Ma Hashem Elokecha Shaol Meimach, we shouldn't view it as a burden. We should view it as, you know, that's the least we could do. Is to recite 100 brachos. It's no big deal. It's the least that we could do to recognize all the goodness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. That's what Tzitz Eliezer says. It's dafka, that pasuk that was chosen. Now, again, there are many other reasons given in Rishonim as to, or other sources for the idea of 100 brachos as besides for this Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Meimach. I listed off a bunch of them over here in the outline. I don't want to really go through them. Just maybe a couple of them. If you look in source number 13, it says Yesh Lemedin, the Shibali Aleket says Yesh Lemedin Mizah Pasuk Hine Ki Kain Yevorach Gever Yirei Hashem. Ki kain begematria mea havi. He says, ki kain yivarach gever yirei Hashem. A man who's a God-fearing person is going to be mevarich ki kain. He's going to be mevarich legematria of ki kain. We'll say 100 brachos. So again, that just highlights the point that it really could have been any number of pesukim that we could associate with the brachos. Hein heim yodu vivarchu vishabchu vifaru Hashemecha. So, hein heim, also, begematria, 100. Hein heim yodu vivarchu vifaru Hashemecha. So, hein heim should be the amount of times that you mevarech the Shem Hashem. Again, any number of pesukim. The Baal HaTurim associates it with the Adonim in the Mishkan. That somehow the Adonim relate to the 100 brachos. That the 100 brachos correspond to the Adonim. The Achronim quote that the 100 amos of the Heichal correspond to the kuf in Yaakov's name, and that corresponds to the 100 brachos. And again, the number 100 has a lot of different spots in Jewish thought where the number 100 means something. Others say the gematria lech lecha. Avram was told at the age of 100, well, Avram was not told the age of 100, but Lech Lecha was for the ultimate goal of going to Eretz Yisrael and having Yitzchak and starting Klal Yisrael. Yitzchak was born when Avram was 100. The Gematria Lech Lecha is also 100. So again, the number 100 means a lot in some way. I'm sure it's developed nicely somewhere in Machshava Svarim, but the number 100 for some reason is a valuable number in Machshava. But let's talk halacha. So this chiv of saying 100 brachos, d'oraisa d'rabbanan or minhag. That's the first thing you always have to ask when it comes to any chiv or any minhag or any Jewish custom. You have to ask, and any posek who ever deals with any tshuva, first thing he always deals with, they open up any tshuva in the Igros Moshe, first thing he's always going to ask is, what are we dealing with over here? Is it a d'oraisa, is it a d'rabbanan, is it a minhag? And obviously, depending on what the answer to that question is, how much, what the rules are that govern it, right? Do you say Safik Lekula, Safik Lechumra? So what about these 100 brachos? So the Gemara sounds like it's darshaning a pasuk. And in fact, if you look at the Manhig, in source number 16, the Manhig is one of the Rishonim. It says, Dover zem misoris biyadeinu me'avaseinu l'moshe misinai, sheyesh levarich mea brachos b'chol yom mina Torah, mina Nevi'im u'mina Ksuvim. He makes it sound like this is very, very basic, and it's something that goes back, me'avoseinu l'moshe misinai. Now what does me'avoseinu l'moshe misinai mean? Typically, one would assume it means, that where do we know it from? Halacha l'moshe misinai. Right? Halacha l'moshe misinai has a status of a d'oraisa. Right? Halacha l'moshe misinai is not a d'rabbanan, it's a d'oraisa. And then he says, yeah, and there are psukim, those are probably asmachtas. In the Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, you could find psukim that are asmachtas. But he sounds like he holds that yes, while the drasha the Gemara quotes is only an asmachta, that doesn't mean the din is a drabanan. It could be it's an asmachta to help us remember what's really Halacha l'Moshe Misinai. Halacha l'Moshe Misinai is daraisa, right? And then he says, "V'nir advarim sha'achu sheyasta Moshe ben Alav Shalom, shachem v'chazer v'yastam David HaMelech." Ah, what about the Medrash? The Medrash says David HaMelech came up with this. He says, "Yeah." Because the Halacha l'Moshe Misinai was forgotten, and then David HaMelech reinstituted it. He realized that that's what they should be doing. Because in the Magefa, he realized 100 people were dying every day. It was uncanny. 100 people every single day. It was always the same number. So he said, you know what? There must be something about 100. Ah, there's Halacha l'Moshe Misinai. So he reinstituted that Halacha l'Moshe Misinai. V'shuv shachum, and then they forgot it again. V'chazu chachmi atalmud v'yastum. And then in the times of the Gemara, they reinstituted the Gemara from first brought to Yerushalmi. And that's what it says in the Yerushalmi. But Manik seems to be understanding that it's really a din d'oraisa. That it's a din d'oraisa from Halacha l'Moshe Misinai. And that it was forgotten a couple of times, and therefore they reinvented it throughout the course of history when it was needed. However, the best collection of Mar Makomos on this topic, by the way, of Mea Brachos, is a Tshuva Sefer called Tshuvas Ateres Paz. It's a I don't own the Sefer, but it's on the Bar Ilan CD. It's a contemporary Rav, a Sephardi Rav in Eretz Yisrael. I forget his name, but he was born in 1960. He's a young guy. He was a contemporary Sephardi Rav in Eretz Yisrael. And he wrote the tshuva on the idea of Mea Brachos, where he really goes through every single issue you could ever think about in relation to Mea Brachos. And he spends a lot of time working on this din d'oraisa, din d'rabbanan issue within the Mea Brachos. Again, we're not going to read through the Mar Makomos. There are a lot of Mar Makomos here. You could enjoy them, but the most pashut reason why it can't be a din d'oraisa, or why it's very difficult to imagine it's a din d'oraisa, is just how many brachos are there mid d'oraisa? When we make a bracha, when I made a shakol nebidvar on this water before the shir, right? That was not a chiv d'oraisa; it's a drabanan. Bracha rishona is only a chiv drabanan. So how many brachos are there mid d'oraisa in all of Torah? You have what Birchas Torah? That's one. What? And benching Birchas Hamazon, those are the two brachos. Birchas HaChodesh is not. To be Mekadesh the Chodesh,
bracha.
Yeah,
itself.
But the bracha of birchsav, that's much later. That what we do as a, you know, we don't have a beis din b'mikdash because we have this, you know, this other minhag that came in at some later time, that prior to the Shabbos, prior to Rosh Chodesh. But in terms of brachos midaraisa, there's birchas mazel, there's birchas torah, and that's the end of the list, right? Birchas kohanim, not the birchas mitzvah on birchas kohanim, but it's not even a real bracha. Whatever it is, it's that's a no. It's not,
can't
that
do
doesn't
it every
mean
day
what?
Can't do it every day.
Birchas kohanim, you can't do every day. Birchas, right? But so there are two. So what exactly did the Torah envision? 100 meals, right? I mean, if it's a din d'oraisa to make 100 brachos, so what does Baruch want us to do? Eat 100 meals a day and keep benching? That's against the halacha, because if you realize you'd have to be constantly eating. If you'd be constantly eating, it should be the same birchas mazon. You shouldn't keep benching and washing again. It's a bracha shein tzricha. It's a big discussion in the context of Mea Brachos. Can you do a bracha shein tzricha in order to bring yourself to Mea Brachos? Right? If you know that you don't really need to make a bracha here, but you just want to get to the Mea Brachos, so you're allowed to do something like that. Pasha Pshat is you can't, right? That would not work. So what exactly would the Torah have envisioned? So it seems like an open and shut case. And I didn't see anyone suggest anything otherwise. It seems very clear that it can't possibly be a din d'oraisa, simply because midaraisa, there aren't any brachos. There are only a couple of brachos midaraisa. Now, the Rambam, the Sefer HaMitzvos, in Shoresh Aleph, the Rambam, before he lists his 613 mitzvos, has shrashim. What are shrashim? Shrashim are the rules. You can't just count mitzvos. Because as the Rambam points out, if you were to just count mitzvos, you'd end up with thousands of mitzvos. There aren't just 613 mitzvos, there are thousands and thousands of mitzvos. So you have to first have rules of what counts and what doesn't count. I mean, if you open up to any, I think Gavri in his Sefer Mitzvot Chabura that he gives on Friday night, in his first Chabura, he just took random psukim. You open up to any random psukim in Chumash. I didn't prepare it. Oh, look at this. It opened to this week's parasha. So you take any random psukim in Chumash. I'll just take from Chamishi in this week's parasha. Vayavoe lima. This is actually not a good example because it's this is narrative. So, let's go in the psukim. Vayomer Moshe Aharon el kol b'nei Yisrael, erev v'yidatem ki Hashem otzieschem eretz Mitzrayim. Is that a mitzvah? To know that Hashem took you out of Eretz Mitzrayim? Uvoker risim es kvod Hashem. Oh, another mitzvah? To see the kvod Hashem in the morning? B'shamos l'noseichem al Hashem v'nach. Okay. Vayomer Moshe b'seis Hashem l'chaber av basol l'achol v'lachem v'bogel l'spo b'shmo Hashem esmeichem Hashem alinim alav. One second. Vayomer Moshe l'Aaron emor al kol adas b'nei Yisrael kirvu l'fnei Hashem. Another mitzvah? Moshe tells Aaron, tell the b'nei Yisrael kirvu l'fnei Hashem. It's a mitzvah? Kisham es l'noseichem. It would be thousands and thousands and thousands. So obviously, none of these are in anyone's minyan mitzvahs, right? Why not? So you need rules. What counts as a mitzvah? What doesn't count as a mitzvah? So the Rambam in the Shrashim goes through all the rules, all of his rules. Not everyone agrees with the Rambam's rules. What's the very first rule in the Rambam's rules of what counts as a mitzvah, what doesn't? He says, first thing I can tell you is Megillah is not going to count, Ner Chanukah is not going to count. Why are those not going to count? Those are all the Rabbanan. Mitzvahs to Rabbanan for sure don't count. He says, that's rule number one. Mitzvahs Rabbanan don't count. Now, when everyone knows the Rambam says, Megillah and Ner Chanukah don't count. Those are Rabbanans. But if you look at what the Rambam actually says, he says, Hashara Sharishon Shein Roy Limos Bechal Azeh Mitzvah Shein. So you think it's obvious, right? The Bahag counted those mitzvahs. The Bahag obviously had a different set of rules. He never explicitly said what his rules are, but he had a different set of rules. Da ki zeha inyin lohoye roi la'ora lav levaro, ki achra shayi loshan ha-talmud sheish meyels v'sholos yosei mitzvos ne'am lo l'moshe m'sinai eich nomar b'davar shumit rabbanu shum mechlal ha-minyan. He says, truth is, I shouldn't even have said this rule, that they're only, that the rabbanans don't count, because when the Gemara says there are 630 mitzvos, the Gemara says there were 630 mitzvos given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. So obviously the rabbanans aren't included. Aval hi iruni olav b'nei she'tov bo rabin. He says, but it's the Bahag's fault. He says, a lot of people made a mistake, and they counted the Rabbanan, so I have to sit here cleaning up that mess and telling you that it's wrong. Umanu ner chanaka umikra megillah b'chal mitzvah saseh v'chein mea brachos b'chal yom. And they also counted mea brachos, including mitzvah saseh. Ram needs doesn't need to go any further. What do you see the Rambam holds about Mea Brachos? It's a Din D'Rabbanan. It says Rabbanan. It's interesting, the very next words of the Rambam, Mea Brachos B'chol Yom Ve Nichum Avelim Ubikur Cholim Ukvuras Mesim V'Halbashas Arumim. Whoa. Are those D'Rabbanans? Nichum Avelim Bikur Cholim Kvuras Mesim, these are D'Rabbanans? That's a little bit more difficult, right? Now, if you look in the Rambam, in the text of Mishnah Torah, he tells you what he thinks about those mitzvahs. He says there is a general mitzvah called V'ahavta l'recha kamocha. There's a mitzvah to do nice things for other people. The details, those are D'Rabbanan. Meaning, not really D'Rabbanan, anytime you do Nicham Avelim, you're being mekayim, the mitzvah of V'ahavta l'recha kamocha. Anytime you do Bikur Cholim, anytime you do any of these Halbashas Arumim, you're being Mekayim V'Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha. They don't count independently as Mitzvah Daraisa. There are ways to accomplish the broader idea of Midaraisa. But anyway, that's something I sidetrack. The point is the Rambam...
That's, he's saying that there's like an Av Daraisa and a...
So you say Mea Brachos, you want to say is the same as that.
It's a Daraisa, it's just part of a different Daraisa.
So what is it?
I don't know specifically about that. I'm saying when he counts...
Misvara. What's Mea Brachos? What Mitzvah Daraisa would it be related to? Pashtos, I would say, Emunah B'Hashem. Right? Emunah B'Hashem. You have to realize, you have to always believe in Hashem, and the best way to constantly build on that Emunah is to have a relationship. How do you have a relationship? You talk to God. When? 3 times a day? No, every chance you get. Right? Everywhere you turn. Karas HaTov, you say, okay, right? Whatever, right? So it could be that the Rambam is saying that there is a broader idea of Midah Arayis over here. But the specific idea of 100 brachos is a Din D'Rabbanan. So the Rambam seems pretty clear that it's that at least saying 100 brachos, that specific idea of 100 brachos, is a Din D'Rabbanan. Now the Chida in Machzik Bracha doesn't think it's even that. The Chida writes, Kivin de Chazin de Bishas Yachas Ze Dafka L'Rav Chia B'Reder of Avya. There's a part of the Gemara we skipped. Go back to source number 1. So we read the Brice of Rav Meir. The Rav Meir had this Pasuk, Ata Yisrael Masha Melchach Shol Meimach. Right, so the Altikrei Ma'al L'Me'ah, as Rashi understood it, that you have to say Me'ah Brachos. Then the Gemara went on to say, Rabbi Chia Berei D'Rav Avya B'Shabbata U'B'Yom Tavi Tarach U'Mamli L'Hu B'Ispar Miki U'Megadi. That Rabbi Chia Berei D'Rav Avya on Shabbos and Yontif would eat a lot of snacks. Why? And smell a lot of nice smelling things. Because every time you eat another snack and every time you smell another besamim, it's a new bracha. Dafka on Shabbos and Yantif, Shmon Esrei is shorter. You don't have 19 brachas, you only have 7 Shabbos, right? So you're going to have, you're going to be missing 36 brachas throughout the course of the day. You have musaf, so whatever, 29 brachas that you would otherwise have on a weekday. You have to make up for it. Say the 100 brachas, so he would eat a lot throughout the course of the day, take all these snacks. Says the Chida. What's the Gemara making a big deal that Rabbi Chia Berei Rav Avya, that he would go and eat a lot to have 100 brachos? Every Jew has to do that. No, every Jew has to say 100 brachos every day. So says the Chida, must be that not every Jew has to say 100 brachos every day. It says Dafka Hayu Mitzuyim Latova B'Hamilsa. This is something we praise him for. We say, yeah, Rabbi Chia Berei Rav Avya, he was a great man. He did this. L'manu D'Latarach B'Zev Midas Chasidus. And that tells you that bothering to make 100 brachos, to begin with, is only a midas chasidus. It's not something that's absolutely required. Now, it happens to be in halacha, Shulchan Aruch quotes in Aruch Chaim, in Simon Mem Vav, it's in source number 9, Chai Vadam Levari Pachol Yomea Brachos Lepachos. Shulchan Aruch does not assume like that Machzik Bracha V'chida. Shulchan Aruch assumes, no, you're Chayiv. Every Jew is Chayiv to say 100 brachos each and every day. Now, he says, Chayiv Adam Levarich. What about women? It's a much bigger challenge for women. Because like you said, with men, on a weekday, you daven 3 times Shemon Esrei. Do women have to daven 3 times Shemon Esrei on a weekday? Yeah, they could get away with a lot less than tefillah. What exactly the halachas are? You have to buy Rabbi Weinberger's women's sitter and see exactly what the breakdown is. But they could get away with a lot less than tefillah than all these Shemon Esreis. So where are their brachas going to come from? They have to mamish eat the whole day, just kind of keep on snacking the whole day. Some are makbid, but you know, what are they supposed to do? So are they obligated in this chiyuv? So there is a Tosos, there's a well-known machlokas Rashi and Tosos Maseches Brachos about mitzvos asei shasman grama that are only mitzvos asei midrabbanon. We know women are pater of mitzvos shasman grama. What about mitzvos asei midrabbanon shasman grama? Are they also pater? So you would say, well, of course they're pater. If they're even pater from mitzvos asei daraisa shasman grama, they're pater from sukkah, then of course they can be pater from mitzvos asei drabbanon shasman grama, right? So it's not so pashut. That's Shitas Tosos. Rashi, you have to read between the lines a little bit, but Rashi seems to assume in Maseches Brachos, Tavchaf and Beis, that women are chayavos in mitzvos say drabbanon shazman grama. I think we've mentioned this several times. The Maram Shik in his Sefer Mitzvos, Maram Shik has three volumes, two volumes of Tshuvas and one of like a Minchas Chinuch style Sefer Mitzvos. Maram Shik in the Sefer Mitzvos says, what's Pshat in Rashi? Why would it be that women are chayavos in mitzvos say drabbanon shazman grama? But pater from mitzvah da raisa shazman grama. So he says, very pashut. Why is anyone obligated to do any din drabbanan? It's based on a pasuk. Lo sasur. Pasuk says in the Torah, you can't veer from what the rabbis tell you. Lo sasur is mitzvah say or mitzvah lo sasay? Lo sasur is the lo sasay, right? So if any time the rabbanan tell you to do something, become vasay, that's why do you have to listen to them? Only because the Torah said lo sasur, lo sasay. So then it's really a lo sasay. Women are chayavos in every lo sasay, right? They're not allowed to chazer, they're not allowed to kill, they're not every single lo sasay. Women are chayavos in. So when you're going to have a mitzvah shazman grama that's a drabbanan, it's mitzvah drabbanan. Says Maram Shik, you know why Rashi says women are chayavos? Because it's really a lo sasay.
And
right, exactly. Every single din drabbanan they would be chayavos in, according to Rashi. Now, on the one hand, you would say, so are they chayav mei brachos? So it depends on those 2 days. It's a mitzvah drabbanan, it's man grama. Then you think about it a second, is it man grama? Every day they have chayav to make 100 brachos. When? The whole day. It's not really man grama. Yeah, the time runs out at a certain time in terms of that day's cheshbon, but then, you know, the chiv just continue, you just have a new chiv for the next day. So it doesn't really sound like a typical zman grama, right? So mistama, they'd be chayavos anyway. Even, forget Rashi Tosfos. It's not zman, it doesn't even make it to the, it doesn't make it up to the plate, it doesn't even get to that discussion of zman grama. Because it's not zman grama, you don't even get to Rashi Tosfos about mitzvah drabbanan shazman grama. So that's a reason to assume that they'd be chayavos. Not only that, the Gemara in the sugi about mitzvah shazman grama and how we know women are pturus from mitzvah shazman grama asks about mezuzah. Are women chayavos in mezuzah? So the Gemara says that women have to be chayavos in mezuzah. Why? The Gemara has such a lashon. Trying to find it. I did not include the Lashon in this little passage. Oh no, at the end. V'nakish mezuzah l'talmud Torah. Why don't we say women are pater from mezuzah just like they're pater from Talmud Torah at the end of source 22, Kiddush Lamed Daled. Lo sal kadai tachtachsiv l'man yirbu yimeichem. Pasuk says, you do mezuzah l'man yirbu yimeichem and you live a long life. Gavri b'yichai nashi lo b'yichai. What, only men need to live a long life? Women don't need to. They need that bracha just as badly as men do. They need that bracha just as badly as men do, and they too.
What's the
shah? It's not zman grama. Okay, enochinami. One reason is it's probably not zman grama to begin with, so of course they should be chayavos. Even if it were zman grama, they should still be chayavos, because just like by mezuzah we say something that's for protection, women have to do. So what do we say? Mea brachos. It's magefos. It gives us life, right? People are dying. That's what women don't need that. They need just, I mean, it's not just that there's a key mitzvah, there's a skula here. We don't often like to talk in terms of skula, but there's some sort of skula here of life. So women need that too. Nashim ba'ichai. Problem is, you know any women who are makbid to make 100 brachas every day? Well, men get it a lot of times in mela, you know, just by doing what they normally do. But how many women get memela? All the terutzim we have for men. Maybe the amens at Chazaras Hashatz, and maybe the seven aliyos on Shabbos, and answering the amens to those brachos. Maybe. Women don't have any of that. I mean, a lot of those things, unless a woman is always there, it's not so easy and not so common for women to be makbid. So there is strong reason to assume that women are exempt. And the raya that all the posts can bring is that the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Shabbos tries to figure out what we do about Shabbos. Right? How do we make 100 brachas on Shabbos? And the Shulchan Aruch never tries to figure out how women make 100 brachas. If he's going to be bothered by Shabbos, why isn't he bothered by women? It's a bigger problem than Shabbos. So just the fact, the absence of any discussion on the point, leads you to believe that when the Rabbanan were misakin Meir Brachos, for whatever reason, they were not misakin it for women. Rav Sturmbach also, in the Tshuva, writes this way, and with this we'll close. Rav Sturmbach, there's a lot more to say, Rav Sturmbach writes in source number 26, says, it doesn't say anywhere whether women are chayavos in Meir Brachos alo or not. Avol nirish shel ikra atakana yalatzis alidei Meir Brachos kavuos b'chiyuvan ublo l'chapis brachos adem mevarech Meir Brachos b'kal yom. It says the takana of Meir Brachos was to do all the things a Jew is supposed to do every day. You shouldn't have to go nuts looking for brachos to be able to get Meir Brachos. It says the takana of Meir Brachos was if you do everything you're supposed to be doing, you wash and you bench and you daven three times a day, you do everything you're supposed to do, you should get there. Obviously, women weren't included in that. Because if they do everything they're supposed to do, they don't get there. So he said it's just part of the nature of the takana. The nature of the takana wasn't to revolutionize the way Jews live. It was perhaps to recognize the way we live, to pay attention and say, wow, we make 100 brachos every day. It's incredible. But not to revolutionize the way we live, not to change anything. And that would really change the way what women would expect of themselves each and every day. He says that wasn't part of the ikra takana. Okay, we'll stop there. And, there's a lot more to talk about. Maybe next week. I don't know.